This is Kevin Alvey from Gore Galore. You're listening to the Big Scary News.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start out with this news from the West Coast Haunters Convention. The 2014 West Coast Haunters Convention is thrilled to announce its keynote speakers and guests, Roy, Tate, Lainey, and RJ from Season 5 of the hit sci-fi show Face Off. They will speak at the keynote address on Friday morning, then teach classes throughout the weekend. They'll also have items on sale and will be available throughout the entire convention. The West Coast Haunters Convention is also excited to have Portland native Jesse Laggers from Heroes of Cosplay to talk about costume fabrication. Jesse will also have a booth at the trade show. Vendor space is still open and is priced right. Come join us at the 5th Annual West Coast Haunters Convention, May 16th through the 18th, at the Doubletree in Portland, Oregon. For more information, go to westcoasthauntersconvention.com. We have this from the Twisted Terror Horror Convention in Sacramento, California. Scare your pants off during the Twisted Terror Convention's Weekend of Terror. Sacramento's newest horror convention will have guests ranging from Michael Berryman to Nicholas Brendan, a slew of horror vendors, horror film screenings, a VIP party, and more. Located at the Doubletree by Hilton in Sacramento, Twisted Terror passes are available for March 29th and 30th. Hours are Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, tickets, and event schedule, visit TwistedTerrorConvention.com. We have this from Rob Zombie. After last year's release of The Lords of Salem, a polarizing piece of art to say the least, Rob Zombie announced that he would be making his first film outside of the horror genre. Titled Broad Street Bullies, it was to be an unexpected hockey movie from the musician-turned-filmmaker, though Zombie has just revealed that the project has found itself in the dreaded development hell, and that he's instead returning to his horror roots. In an interview conducted over on New Zealand's 3 News, Zombie opened up about his future as a filmmaker, starting it off by saying he's not sure if he's as big a horror fan as he used to be, but nevertheless segueing into a discussion about how the pre-production stage of Broad Street Bullies turned into the planning stage for yet another horror film. Though Zombie had been working on the hockey movie for the last couple years, he said that an idea for a horror flick popped into his head, and after mulling it over with producers over the phone, it ended up replacing Broad Street Bullies as his next effort. I think it's something fans of the other stuff will like, he says. Probably fans of The Devil's Rejects will enjoy it the most. It's not connected to that film, but it's more on that headspace. We have this news from the Austin Zombie Crawl in Austin, Texas. The date of the 2014 Zombie Crawl has now been released. It will be Sunday, May 25th, Memorial Day weekend. Keep tuned into the Austin Zombie Crawl Facebook and event page for up-to-date information. That page is facebook.com/TheAustinZombieCrawl. We have news from Deceased Farms in Lexington, South Carolina. Come experience Lexington's newest haunted attraction, Deceased Farm, with 2 separate haunts for double the terror. Explore the bloody farmhouse and its gruesome history, or immerse yourself in South Carolina's newest 3D haunt, Deceased in 3D. If you would like to volunteer as a cast member, please email us at deceasedfarm@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear from you. For more information, go to facebook.com/deceasedfarm. We have this from Days of the Dead in Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress and musician Cherie Curry to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, June 27th through the 29th at the Wyndham Indianapolis West. Curry is most widely known as the former lead vocalist of the highly influential all-female rock band The Runaways. In her post-Runaways career, Cherie has continued to make music as a solo artist and even took a brief foray into acting, starring in such films as Foxes, Parasite, and Twilight Zone the movie. Cherie Curry joins previously announced guests Craig Sheffer, David Naughton, Ann Bobby, Simon Bamford, Doug Bradley, and Christine McCorkerdale. Also, Tawny Kitaen, Sybil Danning, Jen and Sylvia Saska, and Caleb Gus as part of the quickly growing guest roster for Days of the Dead's fourth Indianapolis show. Vendor spaces and tickets for Days of the Dead Indianapolis are on sale now at daysofthedead.net/Indianapolis. We have this news on the Zombie Race. Join us as Rebel Race and the Survival Race present Zombie Race, a 5K and 15K obstacle course with zombies. Survey the wasteland, an apocalyptic mix of mud, danger, and undead terror. From the moment you leave the start line, you'll be running, climbing, crawling, and fleeing in horror from the hordes of undead whose only mission is to devour you alive. Will you survive not only the obstacles and the ravenous monsters, but the fear within yourself? Only you can decide. Whether you're running from zombies, watching, or camping, it'll be a weekend you'll never forget. Races this spring include stops in the Carolinas, Dallas, Texas, Long Island, and the Maryland, D.C. area, with New York, Ohio, and Michigan, and New Jersey later this year. For more information, visit www.zombierace.co. We've got this from Deadwood Hollow in Greenwood, Alabama. Deadwood Hollow announces Scream Break 2014. Gear up for The Walking Dead by experiencing the Extreme Zombie Hunt at Deadwood Hollow, March 28th and 29th. Test your zombie killing skills with the coolest airsoft adventure ever. Don't take a chance by coming out to Deadwood Hollow and all the spots are taken. There can only be so many hunters going through each night. This event sold out each night last Halloween. Register today online at deadwoodhollow.com/zombiehunt. We have this news from Fright Props. Fright Props has a new 100% free scary event locator site. I created this because haunts ask us all the time if there's a place on our site that we can promote them. My goal is to keep this simple, to the point, and free for all. If you run a scary event like a haunted house, ghost tour, trade show, etc., please stop by and submit your event. A lot of websites are already there, so if you see yours listed and want access to edit it, create an account, and then let us know which event is yours so we can assign it to your account. For more information, go to www.scary-events.com. We have some news on a haunt for sale in Maryland. Tulip Gulch Productions has been involved in the haunted house industry for almost 30 years. After much deliberation, we have decided at this time to move out of the business of operating an annual haunted house and are selling our entire inventory. The show is for sale as one complete package. The only item that can be purchased separately is the promotional trailer. Call Mark with any questions at 301-467-9260. All offers must be received by June 1st, and the best offer will be accepted for the entire haunt. You can bid at bid@tulipgulch.com. Moving of inventory is the responsibility of the buyer, and the haunt contents are located in Bowie, Maryland. For an inventory list, photos, and more info, visit tulipgulch.com. We have this bit of news from Gore Camp in Pennsylvania. Gore Camp is the East Coast's premier overnight immersive horror camping experience. Forget watching horror films. Gore Camp places you right inside your worst nightmares. Lasting 12 hours, campers arrive at a remote campsite in Pennsylvania and are checked in, shown to their tent, given some survival gear, and get settled in before all hell breaks loose. Due to the intense nature of the overnight event, no one under the age of 18 will be admitted. No exceptions. Note, our event isn't some oversold parking lot flim-flam scam. It's in the deep woods of Pennsylvania. We only want 400 people for a reason. Friday, July 11th, is about terrifying the crap out of you. For more information on this unique event, visit www.gorecamp.com. We have this news from the Scares That Care Horror Convention in Williamsburg, Virginia. The Scares That Care Weekend Convention is a horror convention designed to delight horror fans while benefiting those in need. Scares That Care is an IRS-approved 501c3 charitable organization designed to bring together the fans of all things spooky. Whether it's haunted houses, paranormal, horror films, or anything else in the vein of the horror genre, Scares That Care brings together those individuals in order to give back to the families that need it most, and in turn, become good ambassadors of horror. The difference between our convention and the other fantastic shows that are out there is simple. All of our proceeds will go to the families that need our assistance. We pride ourselves in being an organization that has no salaries and no paychecks. We do this because it's the right thing to do, and we want to represent the horror community in the best light possible. Please join us for our convention, which will be held June 27th through the 29th, 2014, in Williamsburg, Virginia. We plan on having a really great time with awesome celebrities, fun events, and the joy of being able to give back. Some of our special guests this year include Yaphet Kotto, Sid Haig, Cassandra Peterson, Tony Todd, and many more. For more information, visit scaresthatcareweekend.com. We have this tidbit from the San Francisco Dungeons. Opening in summer 2014 at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, the San Francisco Dungeon is an all-new, exciting theatrical visitor attraction, bringing to life authentic stories of old San Francisco. Experience a full actor cast, special effects, gripping storytelling, 360-degree sets, and an awesome underground boat ride. Hilarious fun, and sometimes a little bit scary. We bring together an amazing cast of theatrical actors, special effects, stages, scenes, and rides in an exciting walkthrough experience that you see, hear, touch, smell, and feel. For more information, visit thedungeons.com/San Francisco/holding. We have a bit of international news from Halloween Haunts Scream Park in Manila, the Philippines. Halloween Haunts Scream Park Manila is looking for concept illustrators and graphic illustrators, interns, and pros. You need to be a huge fan of horror-based material, game illustrator designs. You will be taking direction from the creative director to produce concept designs and drawings for conceptual ideas to the Scream Park. Please email your CV and sample of your artwork and sketches to gorestreetprod@gmail.com. We have this news from the show Face Off. Want to be a contestant on Face Off? Do you have what it takes to compete on a future season of Face Off? If so, we want to hear from you. We're looking for talented and creative special effects makeup artists, and we're casting now. Email us at faceoffcasting@gmail.com or jr@pittmancasting.com or call Pittman Casting at 818-666-3606 for more information. Emails are for information requests only. No videos, links, or other materials will be viewed or accepted unless they're part of a completed entry package. Good luck! We have a bit of Transworld news from Robert Kurtzman's Creature Corps. At Transworld, we will only have a limited amount of hard copies of our catalog, and those can be purchased at $5 apiece, but we will have the option to have the catalog either emailed to you, or if you bring a flash drive, we will be able to download a copy to it. We have this news about the Netherworld Film Project. What is Netherworld? It's one of the most revered haunted house attractions in the entire world. Constantly rated one of the top haunted houses in the United States by Haunt World and rated the number 6th all-time influential haunt in the world by the Travel Channel. The Netherworld Haunted House is a walkthrough attraction filled with terrifying live actors, amazing special effects, and incredible monsters. Sadly, Netherworld is only accessible during the season of the haunting. But what if Netherworld experience could be expanded so that you could see more of what lies beneath the curtain? Think of how exciting this would be. The good news is, you can help make this happen. It's called the Netherworld Film Project. a project with the simple goal of creating a feature-length film shot on location in the Netherworld Haunted House using its amazing creatures and horrifying characters. And they're offering up all kinds of great rewards to those who pledge to support their dream, including screen credits and roles as a monster or victim in the movie. To do this, they have started a Kickstarter program to help fund this project. To find out more or to donate to the Netherworld Kickstarter program, search for the Netherworld Film Project on Kickstarter.com. We have news from the Central Virginia Haunted House Enthusiasts. A reminder of our meeting on March 22nd at noon at 11501 Woodmill Place in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Bring a dish. We'll have a great meal. Demo a cool corpsing technique. Watch some Transworld pictures. Discuss the upcoming Virginia Haunt Fest, drink some cold beverages, and just talk about haunt stuff. Sound good? Sign up and let everyone know what kind of food you're bringing so we don't all bring potato salad. For more information or to RSVP, search for Central Virginia Haunters Meeting on Facebook. And finally, we have this news from the Big Scary Show. Want to increase your sales and get the exposure you need for your target audience of your haunt or haunt-related product? Be sure to go by the Big Scary Show's booth, number 840, at Transworld, and check out our advertising and sponsorship opportunities. Let us help grow your business.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with Kevin Alvey, the owner of Gore Galore, and was recorded in February 2014.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Big Scary News, where we try to bring you the best interviews from the best people in the haunt industry. And boy, we got a big one today. And I mean big, not just literally, metaphorically, but physically too. Not only is he extremely tall, but he makes some of the biggest props I've ever seen. I'm talking, of course, to Kevin Alvey from Gore Galore at gore-galore.com. Kevin, are you there?
I am here.
So, Kevin, it's a few weeks out from Transworld. I know you've been working hard and being real busy. What can you tell us? What's going to be happening at Transworld this year? What are you going to be rolling out that's just going to astound, amaze, and blow people away?
That is the idea, is to astound, amaze, and blow people away. Yeah, we're going to be
you do it every year.
Well, we try to. Not only do we try to blow everybody else away, we try to just do more than what we thought we could do. Trying to learn, trying to get better, trying to create really cool stuff. And that's the goal, is just to really make cool stuff. But, this year we're bringing out an entire, well, we're calling it the Death Machines line. So,
sounds intriguing.
Last year we had one animation. We had a giant gimbal, which was, you know, a speaking character that could work in a queue line and all that good stuff. But this year we took it up a notch, and we're doing a whole bunch of animations that are all death machine pieces, like giant claws, giant drills, just a bunch of metalwork. I'm really interested to see how that's going to work out. And they can be actromatronics and animatronics. So we've been making our stuff, all of our giant actromatronic heads we're setting them up so that we can turn them into animations too. So if you're a type of haunt that doesn't really like the actor-matronic type stuff, the things that are operated by actors, but you want animations, we can now do all of our actor-matronics as animations.
I was going to ask what an actor-matronic actually meant. I assume that like the giant goat heads and the snake heads and things that I've seen that are, like you just said, controlled by actors. So.
Correct. Actor-matronics are pieces that are pneumatic and actor-operated, or not pneumatic and actor-operated, but the actor controls the action.
How big are we talking about for some of these? Because I've seen some of yours that are pretty darn big.
Well, we did a new actor-matronic, which was a giant crocodile head, and it's 5 feet long and 4 feet wide.
Wow.
We're doing a giant crane game claw that is 8 feet long, when 8 feet long suspended from this dropping air cylinder, and when it opens, it's over 8 feet wide, and then it slams shut, and it tries to, we can simulate trying to pick up people out of a hayride or pick up people out of a scene. It's trying to pick them up off the ground.
Is this a giant claw like you would find at one of those quarter-operated vending machine type things, is what you're referring
to? That is the idea.
Oh my goodness.
What the design is based on. But it's a big old monstrous claw.
Would it actually have the ability to pick somebody up, or is there some kind of protocol where it just wouldn't close all the way, or in case somebody tried to jump up and grab it or something?
No, it wouldn't really function that way. It's not set up to be able to pull that kind of weight, but it can make you think it is, and that's really the idea.
I know a couple of hay rides that would go over very, very well.
I like it.
Wow. How do you come up with ideas like that?
Well, that was things. Sometimes it comes from the customer. I mean, sitting around having. You know, a business meeting and them saying, we really need to come up with a really good idea, and just sitting there, and it just kind of comes out. You know, it may come from the customer, and then we develop the idea from there. You know, sometimes those random dumb conversations that you have and things are just completely getting out of hand, and you're just coming up with really strange ideas, sometimes those are the best ones.
How was, going back to 2013, how was your season?
It's a good season. I mean, I'm happy to say that we do better every year. So, you know, every year is a year of growth. Every year is a year of learning. And then hopefully we apply that knowledge to the coming year. And then, again, continue to get bigger and better and create better, more monstrous products.
At what point last year did you stop taking orders?
I think in July.
Wow. You think is your goal to maybe try to get that into June or May, or is it just to keep going and see what happens?
I guarantee that there's going to come a point when we're going to take orders at the Transworld show, and we won't take any more orders the rest of the year, that we will just take our orders at Transworld, and that'll be it.
That'll be a horrible problem to have, correct?
That's the goal. That is the goal. I would like that one.
So in a nutshell, the death machines are going to be the newest thing this year. Are you bringing back a lot of the old product, or is there anything that...
Not yet. Okay. Well, we'll have all the stuff that we've had in the past. We're going to be eliminating some things, but that's kind of, you know, the death machines is the big new thing. We even have a new costume kit line that fits within the death machines. That's a bunch of steampunk-ish costume kit components, and then you can mix and match each individual piece, and you can either buy just a helmet or just a chest plate, or you can buy all of these pieces and then come up with your own custom collection of costumes, you know, mix and match pieces that you can make your own costumes out of.
Oh, very nice. So you're not going to get rid of the giant puppets anytime soon, are you?
No. We added another one. We added one this year called Netherspawn that I think is going to be a big hit too. Then also turned him into another animation.
Oh, wow.
That he'll be at the show.
That sounds fantastic. For people interested in checking you out that may not be able to make Transworld this year, maybe to see your catalog and a new line of everything, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the best way is gore-galore.com. We're also on Facebook under Facebook Gore Galore. We're on Instagram. We're on, we have a Twitter. And all of it's just looking for Gore Galore. We even have a YouTube page, Gore Galore 13. So you can find new videos and all that kind of good stuff that way, too.
Well, Kevin Alvey, I want to thank you very much for taking very few minutes to come speak to us here at the Big Scary News. Unfortunately, I personally will not make it at Transworld, the Big Scary Show, and Big Scary News will have a presence out there and a booth. So hopefully while you're at the show, come on by the booth and say hello and have a sit down and chat a little bit. And I'm sure they'll come by and check out all the really cool stuff, including the new Death Machines line that you've got coming out at Transworld this year.
There you go. I'm certain if I had the time to get out of the booth, I would be more than willing to come and see you, but I doubt that that's going to happen.
Not a problem. I'm sure we'll be wandering the floor, and we will make it a point to come and stop by the Gore Galore booth at Transworld. Kevin Alvey, thank you very much. I know you're very busy. We'll let you get back to making these incredible death machines. Once again, this is Drew Badger for the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off with a Big Scary News.